We all must have had different experiences in coming to school, right? Some of us come with their parents, some of us come with our bicycle, vans, school buses, public buses, and all that thing. Hey everyone, this is Silly Things and I'm Arun Prasad. In this episode, I'm gonna share my school travel experiences with you all guys. I'm going to travel my experience, scooter experience, van experience, bus experience, bicycle experience, and also my bad cycle experience and all that thing. Hope you guys like it. Come on, let's get started. So yeah, here we are. I have traveled in a lot of ways to school, guys. But my most favorite way of going to school is by van. No doubts in that. Because, yeah, you can see your friends, you can enjoy, and you can play games and all that while you're traveling to school. But in all other cases, you can't be so much entertained. That's what I mean to say. So first, I used to go with my dad with that old Kinetic Honda scooter. You have seen that scooter, right? So that bit old. And I have not had many things that happened during a transfer because my dad used to drop me at school in the morning and evening used to come to pick me up and he'd play with me for some time and after that we'd just go home. There's nothing that more. But one of the main thing that happened is that small fights my dad and the other guys used to have in traffic or something like that. It was my dad was once standing in traffic and I was sitting in the front at the whole Kinetic Honda scooter, and my dad, without knowing, I don't know how, he just bumped with other vehicle in the front, and that guy came out and he started to scold something, and my dad was starting, he was just polite and he was like, "Sorry sir, I don't think there will be any damage for them," and that guy didn't stop, and my dad also used to get out of the vehicle and I'll be sitting in the front and he'll put that stand and all that and he'll go and start arguing and fighting, and when the fights gets up to too much level, the crowd will start coming, and I use my only weapon I have as a kid to stop the fight, which is the best weapon because it can stop any fight, guys. I have experienced it. I used to cry out very much loudly so that the entire crowd turns to me, and my dad will be like to that guy, "See, because of you my son is crying," and that guy will be like, "Oh sir, what can I do for your son's crying?" And both of them will forget their argument and they'll come up to convince me that not to cry, and after I stop crying, that guy will thank God, "What a baby," and he'll just go away. So that's the thing that I have experienced with my dad. And after that, after scooter, I used to travel to school with the battery cycle. Yes guys, battery cycle, that too before 2010. Imagine, battery vehicles before 2010. There haven't been one in the city, I think so. And who thinks about, it's not even a battery scooter or something like that. It's a battery cycle, guys, and I used to love it. And whenever we are going by bad cycle to our school, everyone in the street or in the road will be seeing us like as if we are doing some circus or scientific experiments or anything like that. But the thing is, it was slow rather compared to scooter because the name itself is a cycle. The one advantage in this is that if the battery gets over, you can pedal it to the destination wherever you want to reach. That's the main advantage. I traveled in that vehicle for about 5 to 6 years, guys. Yeah, 5 years I used to travel. So 5 years is not a mean time, it's a very long time, and that's how I got a little bit famous in my school, and my guys used to ask, "Bro, what's that vehicle?" And I'll be like, "It's battery cycle, guys. You guys, I don't think you guys know about it." And that's what happened. But my mom literally used to hate that cycle. I don't know why. Because she was used to, I'm telling that before 2010 and all that, she was used to petrol vehicles and all that. She didn't believe in the battery cycle, and most of the time the battery cycle would stop in the middle and my dad has to pedal me all the way to the home because my dad must have forgotten to charge it, or the major silly mistake, that is, he used to plug and not put the switch, all that silly mistakes. So my mom used to hate it. I remember this one incident which I will never forget in my life, that is, it was once progress car. And it was very important, so my mom told I really wanted to come, so my dad started our scooter, but it didn't start, so we thought of going by bus, so it would be late, right? At the time there was no Ola or something like that, otherwise we had gone by that. And my father was silently saying to him, "Mom, dear, this time shall we try this cycle? And my mom was like, what? Triples in this cycle? And my dad was like, come on, let's just see the full capacity of this. And we all went triples, guys. I was sitting in the front, my dad was driving, and mom was sitting in the back. And this time, people used to see us while we were going through. This time, they were showing their hands to us. See that? And sometimes they were even feeding the babies by showing us. But it was very much fun, guys. And after we get to school, before we came back, thank God, at that day, the cycle didn't stop in the midway. Otherwise, my dad had pedal as both. So that's the most memorable incident in that battery cycle thing. And after so much cycling and all that, my mom decided to put me on a van. So as I said before, van is my favorite mode of transport to school. So in this battery cycle situation, I used to get up late. I go with my dad, we'll be getting up late. But when I come to van, I had to get up early, guys. And this early means 7 a.m. For me, 7 a.m. was early. When I go into scooter and battery cycle and all that, I used to wake up after 7:30. So I have to wake up at 7 a.m. as I'm going in van now. So on van for first 2 weeks, daily I used to vomit. And I used to have a separate section in my bag, which is full of carry covers, and no one in the van will come near to me for 2 weeks. And after that, I got used to it. And I got many friends, and we used to play all the hand cricket and all the thing. During exam times, we used to study in the van. But in the previous cases, I didn't study while going to exam. But in this case, I got extra time for studying. Yeah, that's the main advantage. So, van was really fun. After going by van only, I started celebrating all these end of exams, celebration, all the thing. Before that, my father, after any exam, he used to buy me an orange ice cream. Yeah, my name. One orange ice cream, and after we go to home, that's it. But after going to van only, I started celebrating the end of exams and all the thing. And our van driver used to stop at some place to eat or something like that. And sometimes he even used to pay the cash for us. And so all the sweet memories. And after the van, I've been begging for 3 years from my mom to let me out in cycle alone. From 6th standard, I've been begging. So my mom finally agreed when I was in 9th standard. So it was a 3 years constant struggle. And I got 9th standard, I left the van and my dad accompanied me. He had this his cycle and I was going on my cycle. Not the battery cycle, that normal cycle my dad used to have. Which was owned by my grandfather. This is a fun fact. And for the first 2 days, my dad accompanied me. He showed all the rules and regulations, all the things, ways and all that. And after that, I started going alone. When it was first 1 month or so, it was very much hard because till this time I wasn't exerting myself. I would just sit on a van or sit behind my father and that's it. I'll go to the school zoop and something like that. But this time I had to pedal, right? So I'll be very much pedaling and breathing very much. And when I get to school, it'll be like I've been trying for the world record for the longest cycle, right? That was how I used to feel. But after that, I got used to it and I got many friends, my van friends and all those friends who accompanied me, they also started coming by cycle. Now, of course, after coming by cycle, the end of exam celebrations I extended, like weekly celebration, all that. Most often used to spend our money and eat something like that. So you can go to various places, right? When you're coming with that, you can school and then home, stay at home. But in cycle, it's not like that. You can roam all the states, you can talk, have fun, all that thing. Yeah, going in cycle was fun. And even now, I asked my mom to let me go in that battery cycle. So my mom, of course, rejects that request. So I really love that, guys. And even now, still it's standing in a front yard, and if it's hearing me doing this podcast, it'll be leaving out tears of joy. It's like, see, Arunbo is even now talking about me in his world famous podcast. And that's how it feels. I really love that cycle, guys. And after that, I rarely use public transports like buses when there is no other choice, like my cycle got punctured, no petrol in vehicle and all that thing. Well, I used to go with my fellow students in bus, and most of the time the conductor won't ask us ticket before, because we'll say we have bus pass in chorus voice, so he'll go off. But once I was alone and I was going to returning to my home, and this conductor guy came and asked me, where are you going, son? And I was like, I said the place, and he asked me, don't you want a ticket? And I, as usually, confidently said, I have a bus pass, sir. But the thing is, I didn't have a bus pass. That's what I meant to say. But I applied, till then I didn't get. So it's okay, we can try it, right? I thought he won't check it, and I saw very much confidently I got a bus pass, and he was like, show it. I was like, oh, then what do we do? And I was thinking, and of course we had to put that Oscar level acting, right? So I was searching my purse, searching my bag, searching my lunchbox, opening my tiffin box and all that. And after some time he found that I was pretending. He asked me like, it's lost, isn't it? And I was like standing and innocently looking and like, yeah. And I got the ticket and paid the money. That's the most awkward situation I've ever been in a bus for not getting a ticket. Thank God ticket checkers didn't come at that time, or else I have to pay the fine. And yeah, sometimes when I have not got both options of public transport and all that thing, it was an exam time. Yeah, so my sail got punctured, and the same situation, there was no petrol in the vehicle. I took the only other option I have ever got, that is to ride my grandfather's bicycle. Yeah guys, that's really my grandfather's bicycle. They say the parts are imported from Britain, but I don't know about that. I used to like that cycle, but how to say that? It was a really nice cycle, guys, and it really saved me on that day, because without it, I won't be able to have written the exam. It was kind of an important exam, something. So, as usual, I got used to these people seeing at me on the roads. So, in this time also, as I was putting all this tie and belt and all that, and riding my grandfather's bicycle, all the people in the road were seeing and pointing at me. But that was in good condition, guys. Sometimes only that bell and nut used to go in the roads, but otherwise it's in good condition. And my friends were like awful, and were like, he's a dang ride. And some of them said that it seems as if it's taken from a museum, and one guy really insisted me to give it to a museum and get some cash. Well, that's the thing, it's a family legacy, guys. Well, yeah, that brings us to the end of this school rides episode. Okay guys, that brings to the end of the episode. Hope you guys liked my school rides experience and all that thing. If you have any feedback or suggestions, you can catch my Instagram at sillythingspodcast. Suggestions are always welcome. So thank you for all the support you have been giving me till this time. It means a lot to me. If you like my podcast, don't forget to give it a follow or subscribe, whatever it's there. That's it guys. Hope you guys had fun. Thank you. See you in next episode. Signing off, this is Arun Basath. Bye bye.